As 170 million Americans scroll TikTok, we're getting a new look inside the company.
I mean, the product in itself has baked into it compulsive use.
This video compilation, unsealed by a North Carolina judge and obtained by CBS News, shows employees had candid internal discussions about TikTok's impact on users' well-being.
We have these expectations and goals, and they're not necessarily congruent with, like, good mental health.
The edited video was released by the state of North Carolina, which sued TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance last year, alleging the company knew the social media app was addictive and deceived parents and kids about the potential safety risks.
We obviously wanted people to spend as much time as possible on TikTok, which can be in contrast to what is best for your mental health.
In response, TikTok said the clips are misleading and cherry-picked and called the edited video a shameful attempt to distort an open internal conversation about making the platform safer when TikTok was just beginning 5 years ago. The release of this video comes just 2 days after Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison also sued TikTok, alleging it's violated consumer protection laws.
TikTok has violated the law by designing features that can cause users to, especially children, by the way, to compulsively and excessively use the app such that they are mentally, physically, and financially injured.
TikTok told us the Minnesota lawsuit is based on misleading and inaccurate claims. The company also says it has more than 50 features to help young people use the app safely and offers controls for parents as well.